due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
A couple of weeks ago, you disgraced yourself. You disgraced the club. You disgraced your brothers. I'm going to make this short and sweet. Turn in your colors right now. Take that cut off your back and put it in my hands right now.
I'm Mr. Anderson. Anderson, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic. Pro Wrestling Talk Show on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for May 11th. Quite a few holidays today. It's Eat What You Want Day. International Migratory Bird Day. Yes, that's a holiday someplace. And Twilight Zone Day.
There's some goose saying, why are you laughing at me?
Yeah, it's my day.
It's the one day I get.
And then the poor swallows that, of course, are non-migratory.
That's right.
Nerd.
Are that European or is that European you're talking about?
African.
Okay. Oh, man, nerd,
the
nerd card just came out.
Of an unladen swallow.
Nerds!
All right. Pink Link's brought to you by... Wait a second. Birthdays today. Former WCW, WWF, and current WWE employee, Billy Kidman, is 39 today. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And indie darling Daisy Hayes is 30 today. And
she really is a darling.
She is an indie darling, we'll say. She's been a Ring of Honor as well as a bunch of other companies. She showed up, I think, in every company, you know, at once or, you know, maybe as like getting beat up by somebody or something. Or
She wasn't a security guard at any time, was she?
I don't think so. But the Pinglings brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned. She may have been. Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us 1 week from tomorrow for WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's 1 week from tomorrow, WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And if you're in MMA, join us May 25th for UFC 160 at Salvatore's. You're going to see UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez defend his belt against the Bigfoot, the Antonio Bigfoot Silva.
I wonder if any of them will break their toes.
He is, you know, if you look up acromeglia on Wikipedia, the Bigfoot shows up as the picture for it. Do you know what acromeglia is?
Is that
giantism?
Giantism.
Yes, he is the picture that shows up with that definition on Wikipedia.
Let's see. Oh yeah, look at that.
Sorry, but
consult your doctor if you have a medical concern.
Yes, May 25th. Time get there early. We're going to give you giving stuff away as well. Coming out to Salvatore's May 25th for UFC 160. And, of course, like I said, WWE's Extreme Rules May 19th, a week from tomorrow. Niagara Falls Comic Con is happening June 8th and 9th at the Scotiabank Convention Center. More than 100,000 square feet of exhibitors, movie screening, celebrities, and more. And the Batcopter is going to be there.
I am so psyched.
Come meet Adam West, Lou Ferrigno, Mick Foley, and more. And more by wrestlers, we mean Ted DiBiase is going to be there, the Nasty Boys. And they're going to be on the show before that to promote it. And if you want to find information about it, it's nfcomiccon.com. And I'm going to be giving some tickets away later on the show today. But you have to have one of those enhanced IDs or a passport
yeah,
to get there because it's on the other side of Niagara Falls. But that's, you know, it's what, an hour away maybe?
Yeah, an hour, depending on how long it takes to get across the border.
Yeah, so, you know, but if you can, keep on listening. We'll be doing that later on the show. So, hey, let me introduce the cast and crew of the show. It's pretty small today. It's, of course,
well
not small in stature.
Relatively speaking.
Relatively speaking. We get, in the studio with us today, sitting straight across from me, is Jay-Z.
You know, I was driving in. This is the first time I've been in the city for a while. This is, you know, Spider-Man was through. And I see in that park where all the dirty hippies were last year, there's like the running of the wiener dogs.
Yeah, it's a wiener dog thing.
Pamplona, Spain has the running of the bulls. We have the running of the wiener dogs.
Like I was telling Dan on our way in, they kind of look like Jimmy Dean sausage links on leashes.
They're sausage links.
They are all. They're right around the corner here, and there's thousands of them.
There's wiener dogs everywhere. It's like a Far Side strip.
You would think so. Spider-Man leaves, the wiener dogs are allowed to come back.
That's right. Okay.
Let them infiltrate the
streets.
Is
it weird that we have more injuries and deaths here at the running of the wiener dogs than they do at the running of the bulls?
It's a little odd. A lot of people tripping. It's a shame. Twisted ankles.
Feet tangled up and all the leashes.
Yes.
It's a shame that those dirty hippies aren't there anymore. This would be a real great combination.
Oh, dirty hippies and wiener dogs?
Yeah. When we say dirty hippies, Jay-Z's talking about...
The
Occupy Rochester people were there.
Add in some people that might be questionably under the influence of some substances, and you could have some very epic encounters.
Yeah, that sounds like a Wes Anderson movie.
This hot dog is talking to me, man.
Hey, we're already starting the wrong foot here, guys.
Sorry.
Or the wrong...
We're supposed to talk about wrestling, aren't we?
Yes, wrong
what?
Wiener dog.
Oh, wiener
dog.
To
Jay-Z's right, to Jay-Z's left, to my right, Dan Cole, DC. Hey, DC, how's it going?
Howdy ho, neighborino.
Hey, and I'm, of course, the cast man, Richie Rich, and we're here to talk professional.
Cashmania.
Yeah, thank you, Hulk Hogan.
Cashmania.
All right, thank you. Missing this week, of course, second week in a row, Danger Boy. And the artiste, now that hockey's over, has got plenty of time to come and do the show. Oh, he's not here. Hopefully he'll give us a call. He's actually out at ESW. It's Indy in Buffalo, and Shane Hurricane Helms was there, as well as Goldust or Dustin Rhodes was there last night. So maybe he'll call and give us a little update on that later on the show.
Hmm.
I mean, they were an hour away, and, you know, who can forget the Hurricane?
I don't know.
Stand back.
Stand back the Hurricane.
Did he took the name Hurricane back after?
I don't know. I'm thinking he maybe just would go in Shane Helms, but yeah. I mean, who you know, he was part of Three Count, so he's got lots of history.
I'm still asking Chikara to bring back Three Count for King of Trios.
Oh, that would be great. Yeah, that would be great. All those guys are available.
I believe. They're all on the indie scene.
Yeah. Well, I don't even know what happened to Evan Courage. What was his name? Evan.
I saw him yesterday at Wegmans bagging groceries.
Okay. I'm sure he'd love to do it. So, hey, welcome to the show. Jay-Z, it's nice to see you, bro.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Jay-Z's family's about, you ever seen the Big Bang Theory where Sheldon ate so much Indian food that he split into two?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's what's happening with your family. You're going to be adding another one real soon.
Yeah, we just keep, I look at my wife and all of a sudden, hey, honey, I'm pregnant. So it's weird, I can't look her in the eye anymore.
Yeah. It's Jay-Z's going to be up to his armpits and kids, and we'll never see him again, I'm sure.
There's that old Jim Gaffigan bit, when someone, you want to know what it's like to have four kids, just imagine you're drowning and and someone hands you a baby.
All right. Well, it's nice when you can get free.
Yes. It's.
And sorry about chaining the kids up out in the hallway here until we're done.
It's NyQuil. They're fine. They're sleeping.
Yeah.
It's medicine.
It's the red drink. It's
good. I give
them
a proper dose. I don't overdose them.
All right. Hey, let's take a real quick call. We got Paul from Rochester. What's up, Paul?
Hey, Rich. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good. How you doing?
Hey, I got to throw up something about Nick Foley, but before I do that, I got to give my wave out to Rick from Rochester. Thank you, Rick, for making me realize what an idiot I've been for 7 years.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I was on the Jay Moore show, and, there's a difference between boring and suck, but Rick doesn't understand it. But besides that, I just want to tell Rick, thank you. You woke me up, buddy. Thank you. You saved my life. You're my hero today. Only today, though.
Are you starting a listener war with somebody else on this show?
Me? Never, Rick. Come on, Rich. You know me.
Okay. Well, yeah.
I would never do that.
No, certainly not. So how are you doing today, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing okay for ugly old white drag queen. Oh, excuse me. That's Alexis. But besides the point. Oh, by the way, J-Mac's got a girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
But who cares?
You go ahead. Did you take your medicine
today? Can we talk
about
Nick Foley? I love this guy. Every city he goes to, he doesn't get paid. He goes to the kids' hospitals, gives out the books, signs the books, does Mr. Socko. That is my number one favorite wrestler. And that's what you guys should do. Hey, who's your favorite wrestler? I love John Cena. when he comes up to me and says, "You can't see me," I said, "You're right. I'm almost blind." So, you know, I mean, can we talk?
Hold on, what causes blindness, sir. Hold on a second.
Okay, it's a family show.
Next time you're going to tell jokes, just let me do this. Okay. I'm going to have it ready, okay? But
this is Bob Lansbury. That was outstanding. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Paul. It's nice to talk to you, brother. Thank you for calling.
I love Nick Foley, though. He's
coming to Niagara Falls.
Can I be serious for 1 second?
Okay, Lance Storm, go ahead.
All right. The Dodgers. I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan, but that guy that played for the Dodgers, what was his name?
Jackie Robinson.
He did the baseball.
Matt Kemp, yeah.
If that don't hit a tear in the eye and hit your heart, then you're not an American. Because that guy, that has to go down the best time in sports this year, because that was... I wish we had more people like that.
Well, you know, you mentioned a second ago Mick Foley, and he's like a guy exactly like that. He'll do things for kids in the wrestling world. He's going to be up in Niagara Falls. I believe June 8th is the day he's doing the signing. That's a Saturday, so, you know, pencil that down in your calendar and plan it out. If anyone wants to give us a call and save us, 222-1280, star 1280. Thanks for calling, Paul. 222-1280, star 1280. We're ready to talk wrestling. We're going to have someone on, and we'll push it back a week because we definitely want to talk with the people. There's lots of news from this past week. Big news. I think one of the biggest pieces of news that we may have come across was the WWE World Heavyweight Champion Dolph Ziggler had a concussion after Tuesday night SmackDown taping, which we may have seen last night on TV. And it was a pretty bad one, Dan. What were you saying about issues with it?
Yeah, he actually lost days, he said, of memory.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't know how it happened, or at least, you know, that's the story they're going with. But apparently it was from a poorly placed head kick from Jack Swagger.
Oh, perfect. Really?
Yeah, but, like, he doesn't remember the injury. He's like, and the gap he had was the match and then, like, being at the airport.
Like, that's not good.
Yeah.
That's like a Chris Nowinski style.
Yeah, and they're very, very cautious on anything like that. So, I mean, maybe he'll be down for a couple weeks, just be told. A
couple weeks is probably the minimum.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, I know they pulled him from all the house shows, you know, leading up. And I would be very surprised if he is in action anytime before next Sunday.
You know, one of the most common injuries we ever talk about on the show with wrestlers is a concussion. And no one can forget that Bret Hart actually worked with a concussion until he got a second concussion when he was in WCW. And it pretty much ended his wrestling career. It did end his wrestling career. He had not wrestled since then. I mean, unless you count that thing that happened at WrestleMania a couple of years ago.
That wasn't a wrestling
match. No.
No, but he had a concussion. He was working with a concussion and then had a second one. And that, you know, and it's when your brain gets jostled around, they don't know what kind of damage can be done. But, I mean, they can see it on MRIs and things like that. But it's nothing to mess with because, you know, like you said, you know, your brain controls your body. And when you start missing days at a time from one nudge to the head, kick to the head.
Yeah.
Some people do that same thing with a bottle, but this time, you know, it was done unintentionally with a kick that shouldn't have probably been placed to the head. But
I'm glad they're being cautious because, I mean, it's better that if Ziggler gets pulled from a show for a couple of months just to kind of heal up from that rather than working with a concussion, it's probably a better
idea. And
he's
not even set for the next pay-per-view, is he? He didn't even have a match set, did he?
Who?
Oh, that's right. He's in the three-way.
He's in the three-way. Yeah. So they could easily, storyline-wise, cover for that for another, you know.
It makes it easier when it's a three-way, when you have, maybe he could go in and not even participate, you know.
Or they can pull him from the match and actually say he suffered a concussion and maybe even make him the chicken heel.
They would have to. They would have to acknowledge it.
Not only that, too, triple threat, no rules, would be very easy to have Big E Langston be stepping in during that match.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a no-brainer, no pun intended.
Yeah, so they have a lot of options with him, but that's pretty scary because he's never had issues with injuries.
I will say this, though. I did like the quote he gave when they were asking him about the injury because he didn't realize what had happened, and it was AJ that actually said, you know, you went in to get the ladder. You bent over to pick it up, and Swagger kicked you in the head. And Ziggler, the only thing he said in response was, "Classic Swags."
Wait, what is that? What is he known for screwing things up? Is that
take that for what it's worth?
What is he? 6'6", 6'7"? Swagger's a huge guy.
He's a big guy.
You know, he's it doesn't take a lot to make a small error. So it's a shame, but, you know, we'll see what happens. I guess maybe we'll find out this Monday how they're going to deal with it going into the pay-per-view. You see, the thing is, when you get these concussions, you can't even fly most of the time.
Yeah.
Air pressure issues, you know, and so who knows what where he is going. But, I mean, hopefully he gets past it pretty quick and there's no lasting damage. But some other news on the injury front. Christian's been cleared to return. We've talked about that about a month ago, but he truly has been cleared and is waiting on WWE Creative to come up with a storyline that will bring him back. Sin Cara returns next week. And Evan Bourne, there's no date set for him to return right now, but he did work one match down in developmental a couple weeks ago, but everybody said he wasn't ready when he did work that match. So he has some time to come back, but we got to take a break. If you want to give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280 is the phone number. We're ready to talk with you. Got lots of news today. There's tons and tons of news to go over, including WWE. Kind of talked a little bit more about their Yahoo deal that we kind of talked about last week, and we'll talk a little bit about that coming up on the flip side as well, as the King is getting back into the ring. The King will be in the ring, and what do you think about that? 222-1280, star 1280. You listen to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
You see, if you and I had such a big ego at WrestleMania, and let me get the tag, perhaps we'd have beaten the Shield and you wouldn't have gotten knocked out.
In case you don't know, or in case you just slow, I am the pretty boy Pitbull Kenny King, and I am your X Division champion. Now you might say, Kenny, how did you get that belt so quickly? And I'll say it's simple. Ever since I stepped foot in Impact Wrestling, I've been fantastic. I've been spectacular. One would even go as far as to say I've been exceptional.
Vicky, I don't care what the match is. You can have a Vicky Guerrero's granny panties on a pole match. Oh.
Vicky's a grandma?
No. No, you can't. Actually, that's the one match you can't have. Because no man, woman, or child should ever have to see that.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Hey, you're listening to the Pain Clinic.
Okay, everybody stop dancing.
Aw.
Sorry.
If they were smart, they would redo the music and take out this part so it was more of the...
Da, da.
The yeah, exactly. Because nobody knows how to sing this part. They just like...
They were doing this at the ROH pay-per-view last week.
Oh, no.
Like, the crowd was doing the Fandango, and then the rest of the crowd was saying to shut up.
Wait, here it comes. Ready?
Okay.
We're playing our part to destroy this before it even gets started.
I have a feeling that that may be up on Twitter of us dancing in a little bit.
Yes, in just about 2 seconds. Yeah,
if you follow our Twitter, go to twitter.com/pain_clinic. You'll see us fandangoing actually live on the air for a few seconds there. But before we get too far, I want you to know Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. I love this sax solo.
I hate to break the news to you, but okay. That's a trumpet.
Is it? Whatever. It's an alto sax, isn't
Band
it?
Band geek. Nerd. Nerd.
All right. Join us for WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view May 19th. It's a week from tomorrow at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. That's tomorrow. That's 1 week from tomorrow. WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. I don't know. I got to keep doing it. The other thing is the music is over. He isn't. It's the music.
That's the funniest part.
Well, because they were playing that music for 3 months before he ever debuted, you know? And so it's like people just made up their own dance. But welcome back to the show. how you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing wonderful.
Let's quickly talk about some big news this past week. TNA. I know there's not a lot of news that comes out of TNA, but TNA announced that this past week that Dixie Carter posted on our Twitter, May 30th, Impact moves back to 9 o'clock on Spike TV, 9 to 11. Thoughts on that? I mean, I think for me it's good. I like it, but it means Bellator is not going to be on Thursday nights on Spike TV anymore.
Do you think that Spike TV has soured completely on MMA at this point? or what do you? Like, why would they do that?
I don't know, but my whole opinion is that TNA has bigger issues than what time they're on the air.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah, you know they. But I think that. I guess we'll see. I think 8 o'clock was a good time. I think they're trying to spin it as a good thing. I don't know if it really is. For me, it's usually I'm done doing my running around in the evening before 9 o'clock so I can sit down and watch it. So maybe it'll help. But, you know, TNA is not the only one having issues with the ratings anyways. WWE had probably their worst Monday night rating in years this past Monday, under a 3, which is,
that's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they rounded up to a 2.9, but it was like a 2.8 something, which the show before was over like a 3.07. So it's a big difference. It's a difference between 4.2 million and 3.9, but 3.9, you're falling. And there's no competition on Monday. You know, think about it. There's no football for people to be distracted by.
Yeah, what are they up against? Reruns of like Two Broke Girls and
and maybe the NBA playoffs. I don't know. I mean, I don't know what crosses over with wrestling fans for, you know, other issues, but it's scary because it just shows you that maybe they're lacking star power now for Monday night, so even with John Cena there.
I was just going to say, you know me, I'm going to keep my mouth shut, but they'll find every excuse in the book other than what the real problem is.
Yeah.
The problem is right now on Raw, nobody cares about their, you know, quote-unquote star program, which is Ryback Cena. That has absolutely no momentum, no interest. It's a very weak angle, I think.
They hot-shotted Ryback into it, and they ruined any sort of, I think they ruined his character, at least. I mean, he was getting over as a face, but, he's not believable as a heel. And they're trying every week to have him destroy people to show that he's a legit. But I don't know. I think you're right with that, that definitely. And the Shield, too. I mean, not saying that nobody cares about the Shield, but they're in a lot of multiple different aspects of Monday Night Raw every week. There's the beginning, the middle, and the end. They have something to do with the show. Maybe, you know, people aren't just, you know, maybe it's more than that. Maybe could it be the lack of a CM Punk? I mean, we discussed this before the show, and Dan and I have these opinions, and I agree with Dan 100%. He said that they'll always say CM Punk had nothing to do with ratings.
Yeah. Of course they will.
They would never give him. They would never give him credit for a good rating, and they would be the first to blame him for a bad rating.
Of course, and he was the longest interim champion in the history of the WWE.
Right.
So, 400 and whatever, 35 days or whatever it was. That's the thing. That's a feeling I got from WWE with the way he lost the belt. That, you know, he wasn't ever meant to hold it that long. But, you know, that may have something. We'll see if he comes back. There's been varying reports on whether he's coming back or not. The latest one is there is no timetable set for him to return to WWE TV. And many believe that Punk might not return until late summer at the earliest. As far as WWE and CM Punk goes, there's believed to be very little communications between both parties since the angle where he walked out. There's been no discussion about his return storyline either. So that I think is sad because he definitely, you know, I mean, he's probably the best on the mic in the company. I mean, without a doubt, even better. And Cena, they always give a lot of credit for being great in the mic. Cena couldn't pull off the shoot Punk promo he did that one time. Cena could never do anything like
no,
that.
No, Cena's not good off script.
No.
He's too worried about being punny and clever and what he thinks is, you know, funny and witty.
You're right.
But I will say this, though. As much as I would like to see Punk back, after the way they buried him over the last 4 months, the only remedy for that is to not be seen.
Yeah.
For several months.
Make the crowd want him back.
Yeah. You know what he's doing now is he's just going to baseball games and hockey games, and he's showing up at a bunch of UFC pay-per-views. And
he's on Colt Cabana's podcast.
Yeah. So he's not hiding. Every time he goes to a ball game, he posts a picture from where he is. He's got, you know, he saw the Giants in San Francisco, and then he was in, where was it, in Chicago seeing a game not too long ago. But, you know, just go look at his Twitter feed.
What is he?
He's not posting anything beyond that. He's not really saying much.
Is he trying to be like Brian Knobs and be the Chicago Cubs version of him?
Well, he's Chicago born and bred.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
I mean, you know, that's his team.
Not only that, though, I mean, he was the champion for 434 days, and I think he was one of the most active champions we've seen.
Oh, without a doubt.
In quite some time. He was wrestling, you know, every week on the shows, on SmackDown, on Raw, defending it at all the house shows. He deserves the time off.
He does, and he also was hurt. Yeah. I mean, he wrestled hurt. Remember, he had to have surgery at the end of last year when he was holding the belt, and he had to sit for like 3-4 weeks before he went back into the ring.
And the Macho Man elbow from the top to the announcer's table at WrestleMania did him no favors either.
No, it didn't do anybody favors.
I think, and I agree, and I think that, you know, he does need time to get healthy, and, you know, but he does need to come back too, and they need to start discussions.
It'll be good for him to come back, but it's good for them to wait a little while. It'll be hotter for him to come back, you know, SummerSlam, maybe show up at the end of SummerSlam as a surprise instead of showing up, you know, for a match the month prior. You know, do something like that to make us really, really want
to
see him back.
Well, I mean, does he have to do a Jericho and start leaving these little teases he's going to come back and, you know, try to lead up? No, he doesn't need to do that.
Totally unannounced.
I think he just ought to come in and just lay out the champ and leave.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, you know, just after the match is done, just lay him out and leave. And then, you know, I mean, but, you know, the thing is, too, is he's the only guy I think I remember ever remember being a champion going from a face to a heel in the middle of a championship run. And that was only under necessity because he knew he had to take on The Rock, and The Rock was not coming in as a heel. And
right.
So he was under the necessity of that. He had to turn his back. But people refused to. I mean, you saw everywhere he went, he split the crowd. It was, you know, who cares if he's a bad guy? They're still cheering for him.
Yeah.
The perfect example was WrestleMania.
Yeah.
People were chanting for him just as much, maybe even more, than they were for The Undertaker. Even during the whole build-up, where he's, you know, coming across as the most despicable human being on the face of the planet.
Pouring.
And people are still going nuts for the guy.
Yeah, he's got the Austin kind of, the Steve Austin rub that everybody just either loves him or hates him.
Yeah.
And I think I personally would love to see an Austin Punk match, but I don't think that's ever going to happen.
No.
But he's the Austin of this generation. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, and Steve Austin, if you ever caught any of his podcasts?
A little bit. Yeah. It's like a train wreck, so it's kind of hard to.
But you know what? He obviously is a very well-spoken man who, you know, has an incredible control of his language abilities, you know, and he picks certain words that we can't say on the radio multiple times, but I think it's a great podcast just because, you know, this guy's an enigma. Steve Austin's an enigma. I'd love to get him to have, I was going to suggest him to have Punk on. He can make it happen.
Oh man, that would be great.
Well, I mean, he's has Kevin Nash's on his last one.
Yeah. I haven't listened to the last couple of, maybe it's gotten a little better, but yeah.
Well, he was trapped down in Mexico for like 3-4 weeks and he was doing them on a computer in his hotel room.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So it was pretty, you know, he was taking emails and he was reading, answering
trapped
questions.
Trapped in a hotel in Mexico. That sounds like the premise for one of his movies.
Yeah. Or the next Redneck Island.
Yeah, maybe. Redneck Hotel.
Yeah, Redneck Hotel. But it's definitely interesting. If you don't mind certain four-letter words that he uses quite
Yeah, don't often. Listen to it with the children.
Definitely not. But definitely check it out because I think it's, you know, with HBK, we had him on the week after he had HBK, and it's like I felt like an idiot because I really couldn't ask him much because I listened to his whole podcast, and it's like, wow, he really went in depth with him into wrestling. It's like,
yeah,
I wasn't even going to, you know, get close to that. But nevertheless, Punk would definitely, I bet you he would show up on there. Punk will show up on places where, you know, would be on. He likes to do things to rattle WWE, I think, a little bit when he's off on his own, you know.
Yeah, he's got license to kind of screw around because he's not going to do anything illegal. And he's not going to, he's not going to be the guy who trashes the hotel room because he gets wasted drunk. So they have no reason to, fire him. Unless he goes out and disparages the company and
he has. I mean, he has said some things that, you know, that he's been talked to about. The latest thing that they were unhappy with was him showing up at these UFC pay-per-views. You know, that, you know, they him and Lita, beyond the baseball games, were also went to UFC Fight Night a couple weeks ago, and then the UFC 159 with his buddy Chael Sonnen against John Jones, which was a decimation. But, you know.
The match or the toe?
Yeah, both those things.
A
that's
little bit
nasty.
Both, yeah. But, the toe is gross.
You know, real quick before we go to break, we are going to go to break. Jerry King Lawler will be wrestling for the first time since suffering a heart attack last year on Raw. Scheduled to team with former NWA World Champ Dory Funk Jr. on May 25th in Ocala, Florida. You know, everyone's kind of nervous about it, but
They fighting? Old age?
No, I think they're tagging against somebody. So, you know, Dory Funk's school down there. So, you know, they're old friends, and it's fun. Did you get to listen to Jerry Lawler and Zeb Coulter talking on Monday Night Raw this past week? Two guys that both came from the Memphis territory.
Yeah.
And you know, and actually JBL and Zeb were killing me because JBL, when he first debuted in WWE as Justin Hawk Bradshaw, Zeb was his manager.
Right. Yeah.
And so he carried the branding iron that he would that they would brand the guy after they beat him.
The Dutch Mantel. Yeah. The old school.
So they when they were all sitting there talking on Monday Night, I just was loving it because you know there's so much history between these guys from 20 years ago or more. You know.
And what's funny is Coulter's basically doing JBL's gimmick from. What 10 years ago?
Sure. So, I mean, he's doing a modified, not really, because JBL was definitely anti-immigrant. And that's all Coulter is. He's not talking about anything else.
Yeah.
On his platform, but anti-immigration.
The problem is, Swagger doesn't have a Eddie Guerrero to. Feud with that'll make that feud better.
No, though. He does. I mean, isn't Alberto Del Rio?
He's not as good as Eddie Guerrero.
No.
You're going to make me say that name again?
Eddie Guerrero. But the thing about Eddie Guerrero, there was one-on-one. They didn't need to split it up into a 3-on-1. But also, I believe that JBL didn't get busted with weed a month before he was supposed to headline WrestleMania. So, you know, obviously, you know, you get in trouble with the office, they're not going to keep supporting you in a main event program.
They will bury you.
And that's probably what's going to happen after this three-way coming up, if Dolph Ziggler is actually able to be in it or not. But give us a call, 222-1280, star 1280. We are ready to believe you. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
Randy has voices inside his head. Just watching him puts me to bed. It puts me to sleep.
Do you ever open your mouth without a bunch of crap just falling out of it? What the hell are you talking about? You're going to go extreme? You know something about extreme? You know who the hell you're talking to? I know a little something about extreme, Paul.
I am not a teacher. I am not a lawyer. I am not a doctor. I am a WWE superstar, and I am the current WWE champion. So on a very serious note, that means that as long as I am medically cleared as the WWE champion, my job is to get in this ring every single week and do my best.
This is the UK's own Douglas Williams of Impact Wrestling. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on WHTK. Feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Jay-Z, Dan Cole, and you. And don't forget, we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver.
Donuts.
Yeah, Mr. Artiste is missing the honey bun this week.
Woo-hoo. Too late, they're gone.
All right, join us. Don't forget, join us a week from tomorrow for WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. It's going to be hosted by us. Prizes and drink specials all night long. And best of all, there's no cover. That's 1 week from tomorrow, WWE's Extreme Rules pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Real quick news before we go to the phones. Mickie James' brand new album came out. The song Somebody's Gonna Pay was their debut single off this album. The album came out May 7th, a couple days ago. Check it out. If you like country music, she's country, but she's a little bit of rock and roll too, you know? Little Marie Osmond in her.
She's cuter than Marie Osmond.
Much, much cuter. Yes. But speaking of one holiday I missed, tomorrow's Mother's Day. So please do something wonderful for your mothers. Even the bad mothers, too, you know? Wink, wink. All right, we got to go to the phones right now. We got Dave from Henrietta. Dave, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
And everybody else there. Hey.
I see what you did there.
Uh-huh. Hey, just want to let you know, I don't know if you realize this or not, but on Time Warner Cable, for those of your subscribers that haven't, there's actually an action on demand, so like some of the action networks, and on Spike on Demand, on Action on Demand, it's TNA Wrestling. So if you're like me and your wife wants to tape all this other network programming and that you can't type and tape or DVR at the same time.
Yeah, because DVRs only work on two channels. If you have a third one in there, boom, you lose.
Right.
Ah.
Yeah. But it is on Impact Wrestling is on demand that you can go back and watch even if you missed something like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. You can go back and watch it on demand.
Oh, very cool.
You can watch the evolution of emo AJ Styles.
Oh, yeah, emo Pedo Parker Jr. there.
Sting AJ Styles, yes. Now,
does he walk down the sidewalk and dance awkwardly?
Yes. He's got the dark hair. Yeah,
he's doing it on the way down to the ring.
Emo AJ.
He grew out the angry beard, you know. It's not even a good beard. It's just like that, you know, 2-day-old beard. And, yeah, he He's got like George Michael's nicely, faith beard. It's nicely manicured. Anyway.
Now, if you guys were running the WWE with, if Dolph Ziggler goes all Sidney Crosby, or if John Cena goes all Kobe Bryant with, you know, potential concussion and, you know, if the...
Achilles doesn't heal right, yeah.
Right. What are you doing? I mean...
Panicking. Dave Bautista, please come back.
Give Punk as much money as you possibly can and bring him back as quick as you can.
Are you putting the belt on Lesnar at all?
Yes. Yeah, well, Lesnar, I don't know.
No.
He's had it before, so it's not new territory to him. But
he's a part timer. I don't think it's a smart move to go from The Rock, who is a part timer, putting the belt on him, and then putting the belt on.
You say Rock's a part timer, but he was there for virtually every TV once he won the belt.
That's
so.
True. Good point.
But the part timer you're referring to is he doesn't do the house shows.
Yeah, I don't see Lesnar. I don't see Lesnar being a guy that. They can put the belt on at this point.
If they were going to do it, they would have done it when he first came back, which it looked like they were going to, but they kind of had him do one match and then sit 8 months. So
nice move.
Yeah. I mean, I would think Orton would have to get back in the picture at some point somehow, because he just feels like a floundering fish just fighting the Big Show. I mean, they had the runoff since WrestleMania, but it's just
all
dried up.
And it's also, I believe, a feud they've had before.
Right.
I think he's.
Yeah.
I think they've all feuded with him, and everyone that the Big Show's messing with has feuded with him before in the last couple of years. Sheamus would be a guy to put the belt on. You know, I mean, he's kind of got to push it aside a little bit.
Antonio Cesaro.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, you mentioned Orton, you know, floundering right now. The state of the WWE, they have far too much talent just sitting around wasting away.
Yeah, but also
I don't know why they're not using, and I don't understand what they've done to Cesaro.
Yeah,
I don't get it.
They've been
one
inconsistent
bit.
With everybody. I mean, like,
at least they stopped yodeling.
Losing the winning the Intercontinental Championship to losing it back to Barrett the next night. And I know he's been off TV with the movie and everything like that. But, I mean, even Barrett's had losses, you know, for the Intercontinental Championship. You know, or not for the belt, but, you know, against other foes and stuff. And
well, Kofi Kingston, he lost too. He lost. Remember that one time when the 1 week where they had both the champions of both shows beat the Intercontinental and the U.S. title holder? It was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder if they just have a lack of long-term vision and they're just going from week to week, and that's the problem. They don't have like a long-term plan, and it's hard to plan long-term when you have a guy like Dolph Ziggler who just wins the title and then ends up getting a concussion. So I don't know. Are they overtly cautious and not planning ahead, or what?
Well, that's what happens when your writers, you know, come from soap opera background.
True.
Yeah, and also week to week. Their whole creative a month before WrestleMania got fired. The head of creative, I mean, the guy underneath Stephanie McMahon got fired. And they have a new guy in that position. So a lot of people said there was a lot of weak shows up until WrestleMania, which there was. If you really look back at the month before WrestleMania,
oh yeah, the buildup was terrible.
They were terrible, terrible buildup. But you know, they have to. You know, they got the right idea. I just, you know, they don't have a great fallback plan if both their champs are going to be hurt, you know, and, you know, but you also could have them lose and the guy who they're playing or if they're against win the title. So, I mean, I have no problem with any of these other guys holding the belt. We went through that list there. I don't think, you know, I just don't, they're not, you know, John Cena is obviously the number one moneymaker. He doesn't need to hold a belt in the WWE to be popular. To make money either, you know. But they did give it to him. It was 10 years he's been in the business. They, you know, I think there was some sort of nod to him from The Rock. That's why he's holding the belt again. But, you know, I don't know, Dave. It's you know, I have a feeling that John Cena is going to be fine, so we don't have to worry about that. But Dolph Ziggler, that's a big question mark. And then what happens? You know, do you put Big E in there in that match? And then maybe Big E wins and you can start a split with him, you know, saying, hey, I did win that title. I won that match and you get to keep the title. You know, maybe they could, you know, I know he has a concussion and usually it takes a few weeks for you to get past it. I mean, he's not had issues with these before, so it's not like I think it's a good sign that maybe a couple of weeks off and he'll be fine, but he will not wrestle at that pay-per-view. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's kind of funny, it's like, I mean, they're succeeding in spite of themselves, but with the fact that Jack Swagger is basically a SmackDown and Vicky Guerrero is not in charge of them, if you're talking about the whole immigration thing and the Mexican, you mentioned Eddie Guerrero. Here's Vicky Guerrero who somehow it gets lost that she's not taking umbrage to any of this.
She doesn't look Mexican enough.
I don't know about that.
I'm just
No, I'm just being funny.
Just throwing it out.
Well, that I mean, also, you know, you know, it's also Canadians they had issues with, too. You know,
well, everybody has issues with the Canadians.
You know,
they're really sneaky. They live too close to the border, eh?
Hey. All you need is those enhanced IDs, to get over here.
That's right, you know. They're already taking our beer, you know.
Hey, you know, I'm going over there in a couple of weeks for the Comic-Con thing, you know.
Yeah, I'm going over there in 2 weeks for the Blue Jays game.
At you.
You can get some poutine while you're up there. Eh?
Yeah, get poutine. Some poutine.
Definitely get the poutine.
Speaking of
Canadians, though, where's our Christian-y?
He's waiting. He's on the sidelines waiting for a storyline for
him. They don't have storylines for their main guys. What makes you think they're going to make a storyline up for a guy who's been waiting to come back?
Yeah, he's just going to hang out at TV, eat craft services. And
hey, since they can't listen to us anyways because iHeartRadio won't go into Canada, we can make fun of them all we want. They're never going to hear it.
Oh, yeah. What's that about? They don't even download the podcast, you know?
Yeah, well, they do. They complain.
They just skip the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, they're like, what are you doing? You're talking about, like, this pizza place, eh? You know, we got pizza up here, you know?
We got Boston pizza, eh?
Hey, we got Dave. I appreciate the call. We got to go to break. Very good points brought up, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you much, and enjoy the Blue Jays game in a couple weeks, okay?
Thank you, yeah.
Okay. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280. We'll be back. Oh, right now, caller 12. If you haven't won anything for me in the last 60 days, we got a pair of tickets for you to go to the Niagara Falls Comic Con, which it's a Saturday show. It's Saturday, June 8th and Sunday, June 9th. And you have free tickets to go there. But you have to have an enhanced ID or a passport.
Yeah.
But if you're caller 12, I'll put them in the mail to you today. 222-1280, star 1280. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280, WHTK. Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man here with Dan, DC Dan Cole, and Jay-Z, and you.
Popin' ain't easy.
I just love his music. I'm sorry. That's why I got used to it, even though he's not with the TNA anymore. I want to congratulate John from East Rochester. He won tickets. Folks, we're going to have tickets giveaway every week up until the show. So that's a couple weeks from now. And so keep on trying. We got a couple minutes left here. These guys, during the commercial break, were talking about how they want to meet the Green Ranger, Tommy the Green Ranger, and the White Ranger from the Brinks. He's going to be there, too, at the Comic-Con.
DC said he wants to meet the Green Ranger. I'm waiting for Adam West. Adam West.
Hey, but let me be clear. My number one priority is to get Ted DiBiase to sign my $1 million belt.
And Ted DiBiase will be there, as well as the Nasty Boys, as well as Mick Foley, WWE newly inducted to WWE Hall of Famer. And
Corey Feldman would be there. Tickets.
There's a Corey there.
No, he'll actually be there to sign autographs, Corey Feldman, on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
And the Batcopter's going to be there as well as a lot of these.
On Sunday.
Yeah, so there's going to be lots of stuff to do. So definitely write down your plans June 8th and 9th, and you can win tickets here for Saturday, June 8th. Just keep listening. WWE's Saturday Morning Slam looks like it's going to be finishing up its current run on, what is it called, the Vortex TV on
CW
16. They haven't negotiated what they're going to do after that, so it may end or it may continue. I don't know.
My kids love it.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've watched the Justice League a few times. That's pretty cool. But, hey, we're running out of time. I want to thank you all for listening and calling in. Don't forget, you can check us out on the web at feelthepain.net. We got a brand new website coming real soon. I promise. It's coming. I promise.
Sweet.
It's coming real soon. But you can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/pain_clinic. And we have a Facebook page, too. Like us. Please. Please like us.
We're very codependent.
Yes. Is it facebook.com/painclinic?
I don't know. Just Google pain. Just go over there and look for pain clinic for
wrestling. We'll be here next week. I promise you we'll have a guest on with us. I'm not sure who it's going to be, but if you follow us on those places, you'll find out before you will when we listen next week. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week, folks.